The 20-year ongoing sewage pollution in Sannieshoop is a serious issue that has significant health and environmental consequences due to a failing, outdated system of septic tanks and inadequate maintenance by the Nakamudiri Mulema District Municipality, which is the Water and Sanitation Authority, and the Twahing Local Municipality, that is the water services and sanitation provider. Residents and businesses demand a functional water reticulation system in this new millennium to replace the septic tank system and an urgent investigation into the water quality of aquifers. The dysfunction of these two municipalities lies at the core of the sewage issue that has swamped Sannieshoop. The community is being engulfed by unattended sewage spills that flood properties and homes, caused by their inability to provide a service that meets the demand, ultimately harming the residents who are suffering. There is no effective plan to deliver the service. Currently, there are 1.7 megalitres of overflowing septic tanks. Nakamudiri Mulema supplied a tanker truck to remove sewage with a capacity of 6,000 litres. At times, a 14,000 litre tanker truck will appear and disappear without contributing to any significance. Trucks are not able to resolve the sewer disaster due to inconsistent service delivery, with a backlog for urgent services increasing every week. The district is governing in ignorance, not responding to any calls, any messages, any emails, any direct connection with them, in nothing, and with no public participation and no listed plan on the Integrated Development Plan, the IDP. Raw untreated sewage poses significant health and environmental risks. The contamination of untreated sewage by gravitational groundwater movement into private boreholes and submerging the direct environment of residences can lead to the spread of diseases like cholera, dysentery, hepatitis, and also contaminate food and vegetable gardens through irrigation. The wastewater treatment plant built in the watercourse of the Harts River has been dysfunctional since the completion of the plant in 2003, not meeting with the general legal limits in their discharge. Several boreholes delivering bulk capacity to Agisanang, Pelindaba, and Sannieshoop were tested in 2017 and found not fit for human consumption due to sewer pollution. Private boreholes tested in 2009 in Sannieshoop were also declared not fit for human consumption due to sewer pollution. The residents of Sannieshoop deserve better. The health and dignity of our people cannot be compromised any longer.